Pimps make the best librarians. Psycho killers, the worst. Ditto con men. Gangsters, gun runners, bank robbers. Adept at crowd control, at collaborating with a small staff, at planning with deliberation and executing with contained fury, all possess the librarian's basic skill set. Scalpers and loan sharks certainly have a role to play. But even they lack that something, the je ne sais quoi, the elusive it. What would a pimp call it? Yes, the love. If you're a pimp, you've got love for the library. And if you don't, it's probably because you haven't visited one. But chances are, you will eventually do a little, or perhaps a lot, of prison time, and you'll wander into one there. When you do, you'll encounter the sweetness and the light. You'll find books you've always needed, but never knew existed. Books like that indispensable hustler's tool, the rhyming dictionary. You'll discover and embrace, like long-lost relatives, entire new vocabularies. Anthropology and biology, philosophy and psychology, gender studies and musicology, art history and pharmacology, economics and poetry, French, the primordial slime, lesbian bonobo chimps, Rousseau nibbling on sorbet with his Venetian hooker, the complete annotated record of animal striving. And it's not just about books. In the joint, where business is slow, the library is the spot. It's where you go to see and be seen. Among the stacks, you'll meet older colleagues who gather regularly to debate, to try out new material, to declaim, reminisce, network, and match wits. You'll meet old-timers working on their memoirs, upstarts writing the next great pimp screenplay. You'll meet inmate librarians like Dice, who will tell you he stayed sane during 2 years in the hole at Walla Walla by memorizing a smuggled anthology of Shakespeare's plays. He'll prove it by reciting long passages by heart.